Welcome to 2024. My name is Jamil Frazier. I am an independent certified Optavia coach, and I am stoked to be with you tonight. Listen, tonight we are covering one of my favorite topics, and it's all about becoming the dominant force in your own life. In fact, drop that in the chat right now, becoming a dominant force in your own life. And tonight you're going to get ideas, you're going to get tools, inspiration, and education on how to design and create the new you in this new year. Anybody out there excited about it? So do me a favor, as you are coming in, I want you to go on and answer these three questions in the chat. Who's excited about 2024? Put a one in the chat if that's a yes for you. And who's ready to make some positive changes in your health, in your mindset, in your finances, and in your lifestyle this year? Going to drop a two in the chat with fire emojis. And who's looking to have the best year of your entire life? Going to put a three in the chat if that is yes. So the exciting thing about the new year is that we get to leave the old behind, right? Is anybody excited about leaving 2023 in a rearview mirror and about creating something new in 2024? Because we get to start with fresh new eyes. We get a new vision. We get new outlooks and new horizon. And it's time to look forward. So tonight, we're going to talk all about you becoming a dominant force in your own life and share some ideas with you that going to assist you to making 2024 your best year. Can I get a amen in the chat? So tonight, to do that, to help me out, I actually have a special guest. Now, we have to go talk to his marketing team and everything and get him in with us tonight, but you are going to leave better than you came tonight because of this man. So shortly, I'm going to bring on a good friend of mine. He's actually been one of my mentors for the last 12 years. His name is Dan Bell, and he is a successful independent certified Optavia coach. He's an entrepreneur who has literally, get this, impacted over 2 million lives. Please put that in the chat so you could get the full force of what that means. Over 2 million lives the past two decades. He has shown countless individuals how to become the dominant force in their own life. So there's literally no one better that's out there that can be with us tonight, that can help us leave this call and actually level up. So Dan, are you there with us tonight?
Jamil, I am really here tonight. You actually got me fired up right out of the gate, man. I love the opportunity to be with everybody tonight. You know, this is a new year. People are, as you said, really, really excited about moving forward. So this topic is very appropriate for where we are. And I'm really loving the fact that we're going to do this together, buddy.
I am too. So, you know, I think it'd be really important before we really dive into the meat of tonight's topic, we're talking about becoming a dominant force of your own life. Now, I heard that for the first time almost 12 years ago, and then I was confused. I had no idea what that really meant. And I'm sure we have thousands that are on tonight that probably are wondering, what does that even mean? So can you kind of piece that together for us? What does that mean as you look through your prism and have had many years with dealing with this topic?
Well, for me, Jamil, because coming from my vantage point, it means really being personally in control of your life to the degree that you can, right? Yeah. It means being in control of your future, your dreams, your goals, your direction, your mindset, and the actions that you take to make all that happen. So that you can achieve the things in life that really are most important to you. That's what that means to me. And bottom line, all of that, if we just wanted to have a bottom line, is it's taking personal responsibility for your life rather than leaving it up to someone else or something else.
Okay, so we have some tools, right, that in our community, we've been trained to use these different tools to help us. Can you talk a little bit about these different tools that we use?
Yeah, you know, many of the folks that are on this call tonight are familiar with our conscious leadership work that we've been doing the last couple of years. And many of people are familiar with what we call the drama triangle. Actually, let me put the drama triangle up on the screen here so that people can see it. I'll share my screen. Here we go. Okay, right there. And for those people that are unfamiliar with the drama triangle, what we want to do tonight is familiarize you with this and then familiarize yourself with what the opposite of this is. So, there are three characters in the drama triangle, Jamil. there's the victim, there's the villain, and then there's the hero, right? And you know, in life, we've been guilty of playing all three of these roles, right? And sometimes some people play these roles more than others, right? But first, if we look at the victim, okay, the victim in the drama triangle feels out of control, that they're not in control of their lives. They feel that they're powerless. And, you know, to them, life is happening to them, Jamel, and they're simply on the receiving end of it. They feel that they're at the effect of something else, right, or someone else. And they often feel, persecuted or defeated by the villain, right? And the villain can be anybody. The villain could be, you know, their boss, it could be their spouse, it could be their kids, it could be, you know, their job or whatever. It could be the economy, it could be the political system.
Yes.
The villain is always sitting out there, someone else. So that's where people find themselves, and they find themselves in a situation where they blame someone else rather than take that responsibility. So to the victim, the villain, whoever, whatever that is the cause of their woes.
Okay.
Okay.
So what about the hero then? So the hero is someone in a drama triangle that is really who the victim feels like they need a rescue, right?
Right. It's a codependency, right? You got the villain. Or I'm sorry, you got the hero and the victim, and the hero wants to come in and kind of save the day, right? They want to fix it, right? Rather than empowering the victim to take control of their life, the hero comes in. They think they're actually doing something positive, but sometimes it gives you the impression that the victim isn't up to the task, right? Mm-hmm. And it often creates, as I said, that could say kind of a codependency. And it really, instead of moving the victim forward, they become stuck, right? So because the victim doesn't feel like they want to take that personal responsibility for their situation, they stay in their victimhood and they deflect blame to somebody else. And a lot of times people find, I have friends of mine, family, and they're always the victim, right? Whenever you get, they're the victim, right? But there's the other side of this triangle. There's the opposite of this triangle. And when people shift to that triangle, there's empowerment. In fact, we call it, Jamel, we call it the empowerment triangle. So could you talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, I can. And for once I started learning what you're talking about, because you know, Dan, what brought me to this community was I was looking for weight loss. That's what I thought I was looking for. And one of the ways that I was a victim was why I was heavy, why I was overweight, why I was overeating, why I was binge eating was it was my wife's fault, right? If she didn't bring in the food, and you guys drop a 4 in the chat if you've ever thought this before, but if she never brought that food into the house and she just ate healthy and if she just was on my team, then I wouldn't be overweight. And then what you're talking about is the empowerment triangle. Once I started learning this, I was like, whoa, you mean like I can actually create my own future? So in an empowerment triangle, the victim, which was me, and still can be me at times, now becomes the creator of their own life. And once I started learning this, I was like, wow, there's nothing that I actually cannot do. And the creator feels in control of the direction of their life. So they're waking up with this sense of energy, with this vitality, with this, I can actually conquer the world. They feel powerful. They have positive expectations. And to them, get this, life is actually happening for them, not to them. And one reason why I was stuck in so many different areas of my life and in my health was because life was always happening to me. Does that make sense? So in an empowerment triangle, the villain now becomes the challenger to the victim. And so obstacles, criticism, negative comments, like the first week that I was actually getting healthy and one of my family members came over and said, man, you're getting too skinny. That almost knocked me off of my whole program because somebody said something to me that now raised these emotions, right? And so now we learn that we can start to challenge these things in ways and grow and overcome. And they're not roadblocks, but they're actually happening. That's something that's for us. And so we start to learn to seek growth. We start to embrace the obstacles as a way. And in an empowerment triangle, the hero simply becomes a coach. And this is what is so cool, because now you are a coach to the creator, and now you're guiding them, believing in them, and empowering them to realize their full potential, reinforcing the notion that the creator is actually in control of their life. Yeah. Isn't that so cool? So in order to become the dominant force in our lives in 2024, then we got to start practicing shifting from drama. And you guys just blink at me, right? Have you guys ever played the victim, the villain, or the hero when it comes to, you know, your healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances? And now we get to move into the empowerment where we get to start creating. So Dan, can you talk to us a little bit about, like, now that we understand this, how do we move to a state to where we can start developing what we actually want to create?
Yeah, I think, well, you know, when you look at, well, first off, by the way, it is liberating when you make that shift. Yeah. Psychologically, physically, I mean, there's so much about it when you make that shift, when you realize that you can be the dominant force in your life. So when you look at the dominant force in your life in 2024, what does that mean to everybody that's watching here? And I'm just going to ask a question, and it's actually one of the big questions of the night. We have a couple. The question is, what do you want to create in 2024? Have you really thought about what you want to create? And I'm not talking about New Year's resolutions, because we all know New Year's resolutions really don't work. And we've talked a lot about that coming up to the new year. I'm really talking about bona fide goals, about things that you really want to get committed to become successful. You know, in Optavia, we talk about something called the trilogy of optimal health, right? Healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances. And the fact is, they're all interrelated, right? I mean, you could have a healthy body, but if you're frustrated in your job, if you don't like who you work for, if you don't feel like you have any fulfillment, you're really not healthy, right? Or you could be, a healthy body, but, or a healthy mind, let's say, but if physically you're not well physically, you're not healthy. They're all interrelated. And so what we want to talk about tonight is, you know, by the way, that's the full offer for those of you that are not clients or that are not coaches with us, that are clients. Our clients are able to take, we work with clients with healthy body and healthy mind. For our coaches, we also help work with them on healthy finances. So we're going to talk about these three areas as we move forward in the next couple of minutes that we have. And I know the folks that are on podcast can't see this, but they can visualize a diagram with three independent, you know, sliced in three different pies that represent healthy body, healthy mind, and finances. We're going to add one more, and that's going to be healthy lifestyle. So when we think about what's coming up, being the dominant force in your life in 2024, we're just going to touch on the surface of these four questions, all right? What do you want to create, and by when do you want to create it? Where are you right now? And if it's not where you want to be, what needs to change? And how do you see your goals through to a successful result when challenges come your way, right? And so, as I said, one of the things about this, asking that I'm going to go off screen for a second here. One of the fundamental things about looking at your future is to really figure out what do you want. It's a simple question. It's a fundamental question, but, you know, a lot of people never ask it. They kind of float through life, right? And what we do know is that your motivation, your reasons, your why is what is going to be the compelling thing that causes people to change, right? And sometimes people find themselves in a box, you know. This is more common for a lot of people. They think where they are in life is where they are in life, and that's where they're going to stay in life. And that has to do with their body, their mind, and their finances. And then they say, well, I'm fine the way that way you are, fine the way you are. Okay. But there's more. and you're capable of doing more. So one of the things I try to challenge people to do is to think bigger, to give themselves permission to dream bigger. And so the next fundamental question, and this is really a profound one. If you knew you couldn't fail, what would your goals be in 2024? I want you to think about that. If you knew you couldn't fail, if everything that you wanted to accomplish, you could do it. What would you dream? What would you want to accomplish, right? So, you know, in this Zoom that we're doing tonight, we don't have time to do a real deep dive in goals. And this, as I said, is a 20,000 foot exercise tonight. We're going to give you some tools at the end that you can work on this if it makes sense to you. But it's really to get your thinking process going to these incredible opportunities that we have, all of us have, in 2024.
Yeah, I love that, Dan. You know what's so interesting about that is when I first stepped into this community and I heard you talk about those things, you know, I was just talking about my wife, talking to my wife about this the other night too. And I was like, Amanda, we never really sat down and consider what we wanted or goals that we wanted to create before we really started on this journey. And I was like, why didn't we do that? Like, what, I was, 31, 32 years old? And I was like, why didn't we do that? And we really couldn't come up with an answer. So I think what we're doing tonight is so important. And I think once we start to figure out what we actually want, which is such a simple question and a profound question, but would you guys agree? It is one of the hardest things to answer. It's like, well, what do I want? And it's like that commercial where the guy's just screaming at the girl. It's like, what do you want? And so you might have to toy around with it, but once we figure out what we want to accomplish, then we're going to need to connect those ideas to some goals out there in the future. So this talk is not specifically about goal setting, or Dan and I could honestly be on here for the next couple hours, but we need to connect your dreams to a tangible goal. So, you know, that's where these wishes, these wants, these desires, in some cases, these needs, like some of us need to get healthier. Some of us need a little bit more, you know, mental clarity. Some of us need to get rid of anxiety and stress. And I'm just going to be honest, some of us need a little bit more income and margin in our finances as well. So these things, you know, need to become goals. And so let me just define goals really fast, because there's four characteristics of goals that you'll really want to focus on. So the first characteristic, as you see on the screen, if you're listening to the podcast, is well-defined goals. One of the biggest mistakes that we make is we may have wants and desires, but they're not well-defined. And so we'll want to take some time to be really specific on what those things are. Now, once we have those, it is so important to set dates to these goals. Because without setting the dates, it's going to be very, very challenging to know when and how to actually get there. Have you guys seen that before? Like, we work with a lot of health clients and they're like, yeah, I have a goal. Maybe I want to lose 40 pounds. It's like, cool. Well, when do you want to get there? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Well, and so I'll be like, well, do you want to get there in 4 years? No. Okay. So we got to get more specific on when we want to do that. And then we want to write those goals down. There's so many scientific studies that connect, you know, the brain matter to actually producing things out in the future, but you want to write them down. And then you want to affect change. And affecting change means that the more defined they are, the more these goals are actually going to pull you to creating what you want in the future. So the more committed you are to these things that you want to accomplish, the more likely you are to actually achieving them. So Dan, can you talk to us about current reality and what that actually means?
Yeah, and what you've just done is you've connected, we've talked about what do you want, and then we're saying we're gonna connect what you want to tangible goals with a timeline and so forth. And so then, so now we have to look at, okay, where are we starting? You know, where are you right now? What's your current reality? And Robert Fritz says current reality is an acquired taste, because a lot of times people don't want to face their current reality. It's amazing to me, you know. And so what we've done is we put together, this is again, just to stimulate some ideas tonight. But what we've done is we put together just a couple slides with a couple questions that I gotta share my screen here. Sorry about that. I won't, this is only the second time I've ever done a Zoom. So let's look at, let me go back. There we go. Okay, so I'm gonna ask you the question. So in relation to your body, right? A lot of people start out 2024, they wanna get a healthy body. So if you look at your current reality, you're really being honest with yourself. Are you thriving right now physically in your physical health? Or are you maintaining your physical health? Or are you actually going the wrong direction? Are you declining, struggling? And to really granularize this a little bit more, we ask these questions. What do you want less of in terms of the healthy body? What do you want more of in 2024? And what do you need to work on? And Jamil, we could do the same exact thing, you know, if we're talking about a healthy mind.
Yeah. So yeah. One way that, and Dan, you've assisted, you know, over 2 million people. I'm you know, a little bit behind you. But one thing that I like to ask people is on a scale of 1 to 10, just rate yourself, you know, rate yourself. So when you're talking about your healthy mind, are you at a place right now to where you feel like you're thriving? Are you a place where you feel like, man, I'm just maintaining? And you kind of know when you're under indexing or when you're maintaining, could you use words like just, I'm just okay, I'm just maintaining, I'm just all right, like we're just getting by. Are you declining or struggling, right? And then same thing could be said with healthy finances, right, Dan?
Well, exactly. And again, we ask these questions, you know, it's kind of like we are in our current reality right now. This is real time right now. We have a past and we have a future, right? And you know, sometimes when people are struggling, you know, especially in the healthy mind part of things, they get a little depressed, they get a little down, they want to go in a corner and hide, suck their thumb. And I don't mean to say that in a disparaging way, but that's their level of, I don't want to face the world, sure. Right? I don't want to face the world. But the truth of the matter is, at some point we have to face the world, right? Because you're either moving ahead or you're moving backwards. So we could ask the same questions, and I'm going to just go through these quickly, about healthy finances, and again, about healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, all of these things, they are all sort of interrelated. And so, you know, and by the way, we're going to give you a tool that you can actually utilize to help get your mind thinking in the direction of what you want. But I think when we talk about, now is the responsibility part, right? Now we're talking about what needs to change for you. Yeah. What needs to change for you? Yeah. Because for things, you know, you know, what actions do you have to take, right? And the old definition of insanity is what, right? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And one of the things about becoming successful in these four areas we're talking about, it takes work, it takes dedication. And, you know, John Maxwell, who was a famous author, has written more books on leadership than any other person in the world, just spoke to us a while ago. And he said, success is all uphill. Mm-hmm. Success was easy, everybody would be successful. It takes work, determination, but the vision, the responsibility. You know, Jim Rohn used to say, for things to change for me, I gotta change, right? He used to say, don't wish things were easier, wish you were better, you know? And he said to create more value in you, to become more valuable, you gotta create more value in you, you gotta do the work. So, you know, are you capable, and I'm talking to everybody out here, are you capable of achieving your goals, right? And my answer to that is probably yes, you are. But the question is, do you have the capacity right now to change your goals, right? And for most folks, they gotta change. They gotta move out of their comfort zones. It's like we talked about, we talked about the empowerment, it's making a shift and really deciding what we wanna do, right? Making a quality decision, right, to grow, and when you make that decision, it's sticking to that decision long after the emotion of that decision kind of has decided. So doing the work, you'll need a plan, a step-by-step plan, a roadmap that's going to direct you. And if you don't know how to do that, there are coaches that will help you do that. I would recommend that you work with them on that. And once you have your plan, then you get into action. And when you get into action, you know, some things will go well for you. Sometimes you're going to hit these roadblocks, these obstacles, but the obstacle we talk about is always the way. So how do you sustain it? Remind yourself every day what you're accomplishing, right? Read your goals every day. And read your goals. Actually, one of the things in the exercise is going to ask you to write your goals as if you're already in receipt of the goal. You've already accomplished it, right? And to focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Do a vision board. Do the things that are going to remind you to focus, because you have the capability. Do you have the capacity to achieve what you want? And, you know, Dr. A talks a lot about, Jamil, about stop, challenge, and choose, right? And not just as some kind of a little cliche. It's really at a much higher level of conscious thinking. So when we all have choices. So once we set into place, once we know, you know, what we want, set it to goal, right? Find out, we assess where we are. So we'll set into plan action plan, we assess where we are, and then work on the day-to-day stuff. That's what's going to cause the results. So anyway, I know you have some more thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think as I'm listening to you and I'm seeing the chat, you guys are wonderful. And I know that this is powerful tonight, but really what I'm hearing, Dan, is like tonight is an opportunity for us to draw a line in the sand. Does anyone feel like this is your draw a line in the sand type of moment right now? Just put a 5 in the chat if that's you. You've been doing some things and creating some habits and creating some lifestyles that's not serving you. And tonight is the night to draw a line in the sand and say, this is it. I am moving forward. I am taking control. I am taking responsibility. I am not blaming anybody. This is on me. If it's to be, it's going to be up to me in 2024. I'm not looking behind. I'm looking forward. And this is it. This is my time, my moment, my hour, my minute. I'm so excited. I've been on this call tonight. This is it. I'm not blaming anybody. Let's go. And so really, that's what I feel like is really happening tonight. And Dan, you have a tool for us to where we can take this and sort of spend some time with it and get better in these areas. Yes?
Yes, I do. And I'm going to put it up here for you right now. So actually, Chris will put it in the chat so you can able to get to a link to this, or you can get it from your health coach or your business coach. And it really runs you through an exercise. And it's quite informative to do this. Don't take much time to do it, but you want to do it thoughtfully. And what it will help you do is the questions we ask you are on here, right? And it'll help give you a direction where you want to go. And people that do this, it sort of helps them get a North Star to which they can point at. Now you're going to want, again, in goal setting, you're going to want to work with your health coach or business coach on those, depending upon what areas you need to work on, mind, body, finances, et cetera, but they can help you with that. And this is going to be that opportunity, to your point, Jamil, to come up to the line, make a decision and decide, I'm not going back. I ain't going back. I'm going forward. I am capable. I know I can do it. I just need to do the work. And that means the mental work, the physical work, to do what I need to do to achieve what I want to do. And really embrace the fact that I'm going to be the dominant force in 2024, the dominant force in my life, so that I can achieve the things that I want to achieve. So I hope, Jamil, this was helpful for folks.
I think it was. You guys, was this helpful? Go on and let us know in the chat. Listen, as we close up tonight, first and foremost, I wanted to say thank you to Dan, who has impacted, you know, countless lives. And you can see that he's an expert in this. I want to thank all of our tech support. And I want to thank you for making a commitment to
your own life tonight. You could have been doing a whole bunch of other things, but I want to encourage you to join us next week as we'll be back next Monday night, really talking about balancing nutrition and fitness. And then I want to invite you guys to a call that we actually have coming up on, I believe, Wednesday night. Go to the next slide for me, but it's a Dr. A Conscious Leadership call. And that's actually tomorrow. Let's go. And that's going to be at noon Eastern. And then something cool is happening on Saturday that I want to lend the invitation to. And if you liked what you felt tonight, because it was an energy, wasn't it? Wasn't it an emotional sort of experience for some of you guys? If you like this little half an hour that we spent with you, then join us this Saturday, the 13th, because we're going to dive deeper for multiple hours, and you actually are going to get some of the best training from some of the best in the business. So on behalf of my co-host, Dan, behalf of you, behalf of the field and Optavia, I want to thank you for committing to yourself tonight and bid you a farewell. Have a great night, everyone.